WJTL, Danny Gokey, Hope in Front of Me, Need to Breathe, Follow Me, Colton Dixon, Made to Fly. I did not get to watch it, but you said Danny Gokey and Colton Dixon did the Mandisa tribute on American Idol.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
I'm hoping I can watch it. It's probably on YouTube, but it's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, pretty amazing what they can do live, and just honoring Mandisa. It was incredible. Absolutely.
Love that. I'll make sure I check that out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's Winning Wednesday, and we're celebrating today by teaming up with Align Life Ministries on their Move for Life Walk Run Plus. The event is happening Saturday morning, May 11th, here at the Junction Center. Opportunities for you to win a bag of 7 weeks Life Blend coffee and a t-shirt coming up just around the corner.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Doug Meyer, is here. Doug is the chairperson of Lancaster NDP, the National Day of Prayer, coming up tomorrow. Doug, welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. Nice to be here this morning.
Yeah, great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my wife and to my kids and grandkids and all the folks at National Day of Prayer here in Lancaster that helped make this event possible.
And you have a new grandchild. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And today is a day to rejoice, because we rejoice that WJTL is celebrating 40 years of ministry.
Oh, we do.
We are grateful to the Lord for what you have done in the community, and we thank you.
And before we talk about National Day of Prayer, Doug is with WDAC. And Doug, you guys have been on 65 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The Lord is faithful, and He is good.
Yeah,
we rejoice in what He has done.
Well, people probably don't realize how much support you guys gave us in the early days when we first started, and Paul was always very generous with his time and his finances. He would donate to the station, and you guys have done a lot for us, so thank you for being an example and being a kind brother and sister to us as well.
Yeah. We appreciate the partnership of the gospel in our community.
Yeah, we sure do. Speaking of which, National Day of Prayer is coming up already. Here it is, May.
Yeah, Lancaster National Day of Prayer. We gather tomorrow at Calvary Church in Lancaster, and we're looking forward just to come together to pray for our community and our nation. We need prayer, and it's a time as a country and as a community where we can gather and pray. And so we look forward to gathering tomorrow, not just at Calvary Church, but also community gatherings throughout the area. There's even a motorcycle ride leaving here in Lancaster, going down to Sandy Cove, praying at a few schools along the way. So, just some real events for listeners to be a part of if they would like to be a part of.
Now, what time does it kick off tomorrow night at Calvary?
Yeah, tomorrow night, the One Accord Choir that Amy Fenimore directs will start at 6:15. And at 6:30, then we will begin the event. And Charles Billingsley is coming. He will lead us in our worship time together, and also deliver a message and lead us in our prayer time as we gather and pray in small groups. And we'll just pray together tomorrow for our country.
And it's absolutely free for people to come.
Absolutely free for anybody to come, just to be a part of. Show up 6:15. And we'll begin to praise the Lord together and worship together and bring our requests to Him.
Is there a thrust this year? Is there a theme?
Yeah, the theme this year is lift up the word, light up the world. Mm-hmm. It comes from 2 Samuel 22:29-31. And we live in a time when we might just feel like there's a lot of darkness happening around us, but because of what God's word tells us, because of who Christ is, He's the light of the world. We are in Him, and we are light to the world, and it gives us a chance to shine our light in a dark world.
National Day of Prayer tomorrow. It's happening throughout the community. Specifically tomorrow night, it's happening at Calvary Church Lancaster, the One Accord Choir, Charles Billingsley. Much time of prayer. I'm imagining that you're going to have local pastors and other leaders being a part of that prayer time as well.
We are doing something a little different this year, where Charles and I will guide people to gather in small groups and pray.
Awesome.
So that instead of leaders leading us in prayer, the small gatherings of 3 to 5 people will pray together for each of these categories.
Love that.
So, be a little bit of a different approach, but it allows for everybody to participate and to personalize the prayers for people they may know in those specific areas.
Yeah, I love that. If folks want more information, not just about the event at Calvary, but about the other community events or the motorcycle ride, they can get that online.
They can, and the place to go is LancasterNDP.com.
Check it out. Be a part of tomorrow's event. It's National Day of Prayer. Check it out, LancasterNDP.com. We'll talk more with Doug coming up, so stick around. Also, your chance to win that prize from Align Life. 10th Avenue North for King and Country and more music, too.